This is the NY1 US All Star Node.
W2RRZ, W2KAO.
KAO, W2RRZ.
Message passed. Traffic received. He has the number correct.
Do that. Thank you. I'll wait for his call.
Alrighty, my friend. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'll catch you in the morning. Have a safe journey home. Is there a stop at Wally World today?
The drive through and take away might be too long.
Probably got one of the Rockport, right?
Ooh, brand new. It's been open a couple of months.
My wife had a bad experience at an airport with a Chick-fil-A, and she won't go there. What about this chick magnet? They advertise on the Red Wings, the best chicken sandwich you've ever had. They got one in Pennfield and one in Henrietta. Chick magnet.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. They order from the office all the time from there. Can't go wrong from what I told. I've not ordered from there, but everybody raves about it. They go to the one on West Henrietta Road there.
I hadn't heard of it, but they're a regular advertiser on the Red Wing game. Hey, the Red Wings are in first place in the league.
Yeah, I saw that. I never thought of what Buffalo's doing this year, but I heard the Red Wings were out there on top all the way around.
Yeah, well, they're not on top by that much. They've got, you know, Memphis and Nashville are right up in there, but they've been playing some football. No matter what sport we're talking about, nothing will put fans in the seats quicker than a beautiful day and a winning team.
You got that right. So, yeah, I'm rooting for the Canes now. My sister, obviously, is in Greensboro. So when she's not rooting for Buffalo, she's rooting for the Hurricanes. So we'll see what happens. That was quite the game they played the other night. 5-4, and they lost by one in the last little bit of the third period.
Jack Eichel actually scored one of the goals for Vegas, didn't he? I heard a soundbite on SiriusXM when I was listening to the Cleveland Guardians New York Yankee game a little bit earlier on this afternoon. Vegas scored with like three minutes left in the third period. I didn't listen to the game. They're playing again tonight, of course, just after 8 o'clock on ABC.
Probably watch part of that. My sister will let me know what goes on, that's for sure. I really would have liked to see Buffalo play the Hurricanes. I think that would have been a better matchup than the Canes.
Well, I'll tell you, they had nothing to be ashamed of 15 years since they made the playoffs, and that series went to 7 games. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that. They have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of, and they should hold their heads high. And, the way they turned their season around like that, they have my utmost respect.
The Coach of the Year award, too, I see that. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't know that they could have beat the Hurricanes, but I think they would have played it better than what the Canadians do. I think that the Canadians actually were just tired. They had two series go 7 games back-to-back, so that's got to be tough.
Correct
me if I'm wrong, but Montreal only won one game, did they?
They won one. I think the second game they won, and after that it was all the hurting.
Well, I really don't have a horse in this race. I'm in baseball mode now, I'll be honest with you. Now the Sabres are out of it, it doesn't matter to me who wins now.
I copy that. The only reason I'm even interested is because the Hurricanes are playing with my sister, number 2 team.
And Vegas is trying to bring the cup home second time in 3 years. Talk about a team that rose to prominence in a very, very short period of time. I mean, it's just it's just amazing.
They've been there 6-7 years, maybe. Absolutely. Well, maybe a little longer, but not much. I said Carrie Underwood must be calling for him. I said her husband retired from there. He was playing with them when he retired, I believe.
I guess I didn't know that Carrie Underwood's husband was a hockey player. I really don't follow much else other than the Amherst and the Sabres. And I see where, I don't know what the Amherst are going to do. You know, Don Stevens retired, and that fella that they were grooming, this Andrew, they let him go, or he's no longer with the organization. They invested in him, and for one reason or another, was a mutual agreement. kind of like Scott Pelley getting the boot from 60 Minutes.
So that was interesting. I watched that last night, and Tony DeCoble, it was interesting how he danced around, but yet got his opinion across.
I'm sure one of the media outlets will pick Scott up. I have no doubt about that. He is very capable, and I don't watch 60 Minutes that often, but when I've watched it, I've enjoyed his stories, and I actually enjoyed all the stories that I've watched. But if he wants to continue to work, somebody will pick him up for sure.
He's surprised that they're fighting over him in the background. It's interesting because Pelley was one of the ones in that network who really didn't, for the most part, didn't project the slant, you know, that all the networks have. And I think that's what got him in trouble, quite honestly.
I remember him doing a story on the firefighters that lost their lives on 9/11. He did an outstanding job on it. I can't really watch that without getting really upset.
Yeah, he was one of the first ones from CBS that was down there quite a while. I actually ran into it down there when I was working in the command center. And I know the story you're talking about. It hits me every time I watch it.
Oh yeah, because you were right down there. I'd be really interested sometime when we have a chance to chat sometime, to be able to hear more about that. From your perspective.
Do that. I'd be happy to share that with you.
Well, we missed you. We had seven of us at the park, and we really did have a nice time. There was no one else in the lodge. And then we went to Lugia's for ice cream, which is down the road.
Seen on Tuesday, and ended up up around doing some stuff. I didn't get out of there until afternoon yesterday, so there'll be more. The weather's supposed to stay nice for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have plenty of opportunities. I know Mondays are not good for you. I just mentioned we'll be at Rockies this month on the 8th and on the 22nd, 2nd and 4th, and there's a 5th Monday. We'll be at Calabasas on the 29th. I didn't copy a transmission from you there when I told you the date that Rockies and Calabasas, but maybe you got a phone call there. I'll let you go. I'll say 7-3, and I'll catch you in the morning. W2RRZ, W2KAO is there. Have a good evening, sir. And enjoy your Chick-fil-A. Sounds like Amy's working tonight.
Yeah, she is. I was at the window, and I realized when I couldn't find my order, I put a grain store instead of a port store. So I just put it right off the street.
Yeah, that transmission was a little bit noisy, but I'll catch you in the morning. You go ahead and deal with what you're dealing with there, and I'll catch you in the morning. WB2KAO. Good night.
Have a good one, and I'll catch you in the morning.
Yes, sir. 7-3. Station with a Y2 radio, WB2KAO. You've got Wires X turned on. You have a tone at the beginning of your transmission. I'd be happy to help you with that.
Embarrass them, Tim. I'm WBG.
Well, I was trying to help. N2PEG, WB2KAO. How you doing there, pal?
Not bad. Just on my way home, and I'm getting all these detours over here in Mandan. I don't know what they're doing, but it must be paving. But every time I try to turn, there's a truck there telling me I can't. So I'm going to keep going until I can.
No, we have two seasons, winter and construction. So are you going to be taking RDXA dues like you did last year at the Rock City Hemp Fest?
And probably Barnard too. Should be making both of them. So yeah, we'll take money from anybody. You know how we are.
Yeah, I plan on being at both of them. Of course, Barnard is right around the corner, and looking forward to it. I had a good time there last year, and John Stevens is gonna set up, and I'll hang with him, and we'll have a good time.
Hoping I can get organized in the next week or so and bring some stuff to unload, but we'll see. So much stuff going on, I don't know. Crazy. And the bands have been just, I don't even know. Crap doesn't seem to fit, but I mean, I'm not hearing an awful lot of stuff. And what I do hear is FGA, Marks on the Air.
I called a few CQs on 30. My Syro 160 antenna with shorteners in it and tune on once on 30. And there was nobody home. Yeah, we're 10. I was running the CWT on 20 yesterday afternoon, and Ken was running. I had a chance to say hello to him. He had a big signal too. I had my beam pointed southwest, and he was loud.
Yeah, I got on last night after I got home. I saw all the spots for 6 meters, and I thought, man, I wonder if it's still open. And I went down, and I heard a couple of guys, kind of weak, but they were rag showing on 50.130, and they couldn't hear me. I couldn't get a real good fix on where they were swinging the beam, but so I tuned around and saw the Lord Howe operation spotted on 15. It was almost 10 o'clock, and I was able to break the pile and work those guys. So I did blow the cobwebs off the antenna finally and work somebody since I got the stupid tower back upright last weekend. But that's really the only thing I've worked at home. And every day in the mobile, I can barely hear anybody. The upper bands have just been flat. I mean, there's one station on 17 is really at my noise floor. And like I said, a POTA guy on 20, and maybe one guy on CW and an FT8. That's really it. And it's been like that for months now.
I had the beam. I had the beam pointed southwest for the CWT yesterday afternoon, and I ran some. I searched and found some. 100 watts into the mostly the classic 33 at like what 42 feet or whatever.
Back. I did. I turned the WPX contest last weekend. I tuned in on. I think it was Sunday morning. I can't remember. One of the days I checked in. And I sat there for a little bit just to see if the new computer I got in the shack was still working, and it was. I think I made 30 Qs, but I was able to work a ZL and I think a VK and South Americans. Nothing earth-shattering, but it was good to finally be able to work some VX for a change. I haven't sat in the chair for a while. I have too many other things to do, and when I do try to rig on, it's usually disappointing. I just don't remember the cycle, coming off the peak being as bad a drop as this one. This is just weird. And there's been flare after flare, it seems. Just enough to tickle the VHF stuff a little bit for some people, usually not us, and wipe out HF.
KV3YRH.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, and meet me, Doug, and to BEG, November 2, Bravo, Echo Golf. Doug is real involved in the RDXA and the New York USO party and all that, this stuff. Go ahead, Mike.
Excellent. Nice to meet you, Doug, and hello, Tim. That was me a minute ago on the Yaesu, my FT60. I must have changed something up and messed up the settings, but I'm down at my shack now. So I just quickly wanted to jump in on that chick magnet you were talking about. It's right down the road from me in Penfield, and excellent. It whole breast, fried chicken, 12 or 13 different sandwiches, served on Texas toast or brioche bun. A little pricier than, say, like Chick-fil-A. You're probably looking at 12 or 13 quarts of sandwich, but pretty gourmet and pretty nice, so I just wanted to chime in and let you know that.
Yeah, real good. And toggle zero will turn that wires X that DTMF home. If you hit zero, it'll turn that off, and you can go into a menu and permanently turn it off so that it won't come back on again. Like, I'm sure you'll figure out how to do that.
Okay, great. I will definitely look into that. Thanks for that input. But I'm gonna run to dinner, and we got the boys tonight got a soccer game out around the Detroit area. So I'm gonna jump to that and let you guys continue your conversation. I can meet you, Doug, and maybe I'll bump into you on here soon. So 7-3, and I'll be there. Have a good night, guys.
Real good, Mike. Enjoy your son's soccer game, and all the best. Yeah, go ahead, Doug. Go ahead, Doug.
Mike, good to meet you. And I can also confirm that Chick Magnet's fantastic. I had it once in Penfield, and it was really, really good. Highly recommend it. So there you go. And I'm at my stop, so I got to run in and get some OJ, and I don't know what else Kathleen needs, and pick up her dinner, and we got to skedaddle to our bowling night tonight. We got I think one more night, or I think there's two nights, tonight and next week, and then we're done for. just an 8-week spring fun league. Too nice to be inside now, so good talking to you, Tim. I meant to look for you last Sunday when we were at the game. They lost 11-6, but we ran out of time, so I never got over there. I assumed you were over there, but I didn't know. Anyway, WB2K, oh, and WEGLS now. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
No, I was not. I'll be there June 17th, 19th, and July 29th are the tickets that I have so far. No, I was not there. WB2K, yo. See you later.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.